One of my favorite memories of Thando, like, when she was little, was, this is one of my favorite memories. Obviously, there's a lot of, like, really good ones. But when it comes to food, we actually talk about this one a lot. The one where, you know, when you start pretending to eat stuff with your kids, where your
kid is like,
I love that story with all my soul. Because it was just like when you started thinking you were clever, like, and you started thinking you're smarter than me also. At that small age, I don't even remember how old you were, maybe 4 or something like that.
At least my IQ was pretty high if I was saying things like that at 4, Shem.
Right? I don't even remember how old you were, to be honest. But we were doing a tea party as per, you know, every other day. And then you made like a mud cake that I was supposed to pretend is a real delicious cake, you know. And then you served me. So I'm like, I'm pretending to eat it. And she's like, you should even help my hand. Mom, but don't eat it for real. We're just playing pretend, okay? That's, and I was just like,
I worry about her health. Like, is
no,
that
but
a
what
problem?
Did you think I was doing all these years?
How old was I? I was 4. You can't expect a 4-year-old
to
know.
No, but like for the longest time, I'd been pretending to eat that stuff. And you, like, I had to actually make that one look real. But I love that. Anyway, guys, welcome to Say Less. We've said a lot, but welcome to Say Less. This is an exciting episode. Thando last week turned 18, a day that for years felt so far away for me. It felt like it was gonna be 100 years before this person turned 18. But the day came and went. Like, it just goes, guys. Enjoy your children, especially that, like, under 11 years old age. Like, enjoy them.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying, you know, that's when you guys start individuating. I'm not trying to drag you or anything. But that's when children started becoming, like, individuating, which means trying to separate themselves from the shadow of their parents or anything. But enjoy it so much, because I never, like, you know, when I would have issues with your dad or whatever was going on, I used to just be like, oh my God, when is this person going to turn 18 so that I, you know, either don't have to deal with this person or I don't have to, you don't have to need my signature for everything, you know? It used to feel like it was 100 years away, and I can't believe it's here. Like, I can't believe it. Can you?
Yeah, guys, over here, legal ego. Over here.
Legal ego? What's that?
I saw one of my friends commented on my story, on my TikTok the other day, and I was like, I rock with that so heavy.
Legal ego?
Yeah, I'm a legal ego.
Like, you're flying now.
Yes.
You're flying out of the nest.
Not yet, but yes.
Hectic. All right, cool. So, you know, we've just posted a thing being like, hey, anybody got some questions? It's not that cold in here today.
Whoa. I had to warm up in this seat. It's cold.
Yeah, we're still looking for shmoney. We're still looking for shmoney. Give us some shmoney. We want to buy better cameras to give you a better show. Because, wow, it is cold in here.
You get used to it. Eh? Get used to it. Like, I just had to sit in one spot and just warm myself up.
Yo, let me try and do a scammy, you know, I'm cool moment. I don't like this part of the top. I need to cut it. Anyway, but yeah, welcome to Say Less. Thando's turned 18 and we are doing a celebratory episode. Celebrating.
Celebratory? Celebratory.
What? Celebratory. I don't know. I didn't go to an American school, ma'am.
You went to school. You had a pretty good education.
Yeah, but celebratory. Celebratory, like, that's what, say it again.
Now you made me forget it.
Now I made you forget it.
Celebratory is just not it. Okay. Celebratory. Yeah.
Okay, you say it then. You introduce the show.
A celebratory episode for my 18th. That, yeah, right.
An episode to celebrate Thando's 18th birthday, which is very, very exciting. My girl.
What's up, Mom?
We made it, even though we had our back up against the wall.
Ish.
Yo, I'm so proud of you. But I think what's interesting is people want us to start from the beginning, is what I saw on here. So your favorite story. Thando, you know how, like, how old is Ruthie now, your little sister?
She's 7.
She's at this place where it was like, remember last of last year? Remember last week? She's at that phase right now. Yo, that phase is annoying, but it's super cute. Mm-hmm. And you kind of it's crazy because I used to do that with my dad even at my very, very big age, you know. And it's so nice to ask about yourself when you were young, you know. Like, oh, did I do this? Mommy, tell me the story. Sometimes I used to be a little mean to you if I was like super irritable and you'd ask me those stories. But I mean, I worked on that. I'm better now. I felt bad and I fixed that. Tell me, when you hear your birth story, like, tell me how you now narrate your birth story based on what I've told you. Because I've told that story to you a few times.
I haven't narrated it in a while. I don't know. It's more of a thing of, like, my dad was out of town. I wasn't due for another 3 weeks. You were in the tub. And before my dad left, you were like, bro, you should probably stay. This isn't... Something's off. This guy thinks he knows better than the female anatomy, so he left. Okay, sharp. Then you're like, hold on. Something don't feel right.
Something didn't feel right.
Yeah, I was coming into the world, guys. And then...
No one believed me. Even the doctor didn't believe me. Like, no one believed me because I was 19. Like, I was a kid. So no one took me seriously, like, about anything.
Who drove? I just remember there was something involving a police escort. My grandmother was in the car. That's what I remember.
It was quite a dramatic day.
I made a very dramatic entrance because it involved those two things.
It involved a lot. So basically, let me try and cut a long story short because it's a long story. It's a very beautiful morning on the 14th of September, 2007. And a young maiden.
Girl, maiden?
Whoa. Woman. A young person with a vagina is pregnant and looking forward to meeting her beautiful daughter. And on this particular day, she wakes up feeling a little uncomfortable. Something is a little different this morning. She tries to tell the father of the child. The father of the child is like, fair enough to him. The doctor was like, because I actually said to the doctor, oh my God, I even made an example. I said, if this is like my vagina, I was like, I said, I feel like this thing could happen anytime. It hurts. She feels like she's literally like right there. And everyone was like, no, man, just relax. You still have at least another 3 weeks. Da, 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 da. And I was like, no, guys, I really feel like no one believed me. Cool.
God did.
This was right. And then this is on, maybe it was on a, no, because I remember your father like got attacked.
Oh, yeah, he got held up like at like knife or gunpoint that day, too.
Yeah, it was wild. It was really wild. I saw and I started screaming. Luckily, Mandla was there, so he helped me like calm down. And then we heard gunshots. Bah, 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 bah.
Were we living in the ghetto?
Like Pine Slopes. Anyway, four ways. Anyway, so luckily he survived that. He managed to, you know, be a G and make it through that whole thing. And it was like, pa, 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 ra-ta-ta-ta.
Okay.
And then in the complex, even. And this was like, and I just come back from the baby shower. I have the pictures of the baby shower. Guys, I was still poor. don't judge me. There's Tando's grandmother.
They made her do all the little games too, like the... Like
yeah, but eating out of the nappy,
and like she had like powder all over her body.
Yo, it was so bad.
She did not enjoy a part of it. I don't think. Look, oh shem.
I'm not gonna show you. Let you guys see this. Like you have to zoom in on your YouTube there. But this is the gift. It was so sweet, man. I went there and look how nice and clean I was when I arrived. That's me there. Oh wait, there. I was nice, and then that's me when I left. And this was a brand new hairstyle.
It's upside down.
This is a brand new hairstyle, so I was not happy at all. Anyway, yeah, they fried me for getting things wrong, but it was such a beautiful day. Please, they made me wear it. Oh, you've seen these pictures.
I've seen it all, yeah.
This is me wearing a dummy. Not wearing a dummy. I had a dummy, and then they put your name on my tummy. Ah, this is me with a dummy with your name on my tummy. Oh, it's like a little bow. And this was such a beautiful day. My dad didn't let me attend. My friends tried to organize a baby shower for me. My dad didn't let me leave the house. I was still 18, 19 years old.
No, bro, but no, my mom, you're about to be someone else's mother. Like, there's no way you're listening to him.
And he just bullied me and he said, you're not going anywhere. And I was just like,
I would have left. I won't lie.
If I say don't leave the house, you're going to leave?
But it's not the same. It's a baby shower. It's to celebrate me having a child. Yeah,
but no. But also, you see, it's a different generation. You're talking to me, someone who can understand. My dad. What does my dad know about baby showers? My dad. What is a baby shower? A party. Like, it sounds like a party. And you're pregnant. Why are you running in the streets? Like, do you see? That's the generation that raised us. That's what I'm saying. When you guys have an easy life. This is Thando's beautiful grandmother. What an incredible woman. What an incredible woman. I wish she was still around, like, all the time. This is Thando when she was born. The cutest baby in the world. She had 6 fingers on the one hand.
I mean, do.
Look at her foot.
Like, I don't know if you'd be able to see, but it's like there.
It's like a little stump now. Little
and
stump.
Then this one, they cut it off, like, a bit shorter than this one.
No. The one came off in my tummy.
Oh, that's grand.
The other one came off. After you came out.
That's just.
And I kept it. I just don't know where it is right now.
I know you kept it. I see it all the time randomly, like between years.
Yeah, right?
You in like the cupboards and stuff. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, your little finger. Isn't that cute?
Mm-mm.
I still have it with a little string. I thought it was so weird how sometimes I felt bad, but yours was like dangling.
Because it's a finger.
Yeah, but some people it's connected with bone. Yours wasn't connected with bone. So that's why they could just tie a string, cut off the blood supply. And that was that. But yeah.
I guess
I'm not going to show you this one because my boob is in it. But I was like serving. I was a breastfeeding queen. But we were still telling the story of you being born. Okay. So yeah, Thando's grandmother organized a super sweet baby shower. I go there. I come back. On the day that I come back, her father comes back from work and he's attacked outside. And I think that kind of also might have, you know, induced early labor, probably just the stress of that. That was kind of crazy because I was just like imagining now all by myself with this child. But anyway, and you know, I was still so young. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday that I saw the doctor and I said to him, yo man, I'm about to give birth. I'm so serious right now. And he didn't believe me. And then Friday, you were born.
And my mom and I were both born on Fridays.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 14th over
Friday
here.
Friday the 14th. How cute are we? And then, why are you hating? Guys, Senna's not here today. Senna is busy with practicals, so she left us with a duplicate replacement situation. As a dupe.
We've been duped by a dupe.
So, yeah, I think that morning, like, something felt different. And, no one believed me about feeling like, okay, any day is D-Day. And they kind of said, like, if you gave birth now, everything would be fine. But, like, you still have time. Cool. Anyway, on the day, I start feeling funny. Like, even my stool is a bit different. Like, my stool is starting to serve, like, exactly, like, however I ate things. Like, it's starting to low-key, like, not be digested. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Which is like exactly why it's not gross to a certain extent, because it's like, how, that's my dinner. Wow, okay. But my body, and then when I went to my book, What to Expect When shout out to What to Expect When Expecting. Yo, that book carried me. I want to just say that book carried me. It's a bestseller because it's a bestseller. Yo, whoever wrote that book is cashing out right now. And I went to go check, like, what's the deal? Like, what's happening? Then I went to go check what's happening when you're about to give birth. And then the signs started showing.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, do you know about the mucus plug?
No.
We're going to keep it real now because, there's a lot of young women watching this who might need to hear the information. Maybe I need to make this story sound horrible to just discourage.
No, birth in general is just horrific. And like being pregnant, I wouldn't know, but I've heard terrible horror stories, especially on TikTok. Like, you get holes in your body, like if you're not eating like enough calcium in your diet for the baby.
Yeah, the body will choose the baby.
Or like
you.
Literally your teeth will start falling out. My friend's mom's teeth were falling out when she was pregnant with him. What?
Why? Wasn't she taking multivitamins and eating stuff?
I didn't get that into it. I did not want to speak of it. And did you know that it's the quality of sperm that determines like how your pregnancy goes?
You know? I read about that only now recently, and let's not get in. Whatever.
And then
it's
like,
really wild me hearing you say the word sperm. Like, I don't want to lie to you. Like, I know it's like not supposed to be.
You paid
thing.
For me to get an education.
I know, but like hearing you say sperm is really freaking me out.
Okay.
But like, it's fine. I'm just it's another thing I have to get used to.
And then, like, there's so, like, your hair can fall out. You know you can get cancer after giving birth?
What?
Yes, genuinely.
I know you can get depression.
That's postpartum depression in general.
No, really... but, like, there are people I've heard of who end up getting, like bipolar vibes.
You can become bipolar.
Yeah, like, you can literally develop, like, not schizophrenia, but, like, bipolar. And you can have hectic hormonal imbalances. Guys, having a child is not child's play, especially with the type of food and the type of, you know, quality of water. All of those things, everything has decreased to make us sick so that people can make more money out there. So just and be careful what you put in your body.
You can tear upwards rather than downwards. If you have, like, obviously if you get, like, yeah. If you, because when you get an epidural, you don't feel anything. And that's your body's way of telling you you're going to rip, right? Which is why that's how it works. That's why it's better not to have an epidural.
It's better to let it rip, yeah?
No, it's not better to let it rip. That's the point of the story. It's not better to let it rip. Because if you get an epidural, you don't feel anything. So you don't feel the tearing. You only feel the tearing afterwards. Most people tear downwards, but there's a bit, like, there's a couple people that tear upwards.
What does that mean?
Like, they...
they tear upwards.
Like, your vagina tears upwards rather than towards your bum.
How did my tore? I tore. It was wild.
Which way?
I tore.
Whoa.
Now I'm trying to remember. No, it was more like on the inside, a little bit towards the bum, but it was more like, hey man, it was a slight one though, but it was.
No, women tear like up towards their clitoris, and they have to get a reconstructed clitoris. It's so deep.
Oh my God!
That's what I'm telling
oh
you.
Oh my God!
Yes, that's what I'm telling
oh
you.
Oh my God!
Yes!
Oh my God! That sounds awful!
Yeah, I have like a list of things. I'm just like, no, guys, there's never.
Oh no, I tore like more, it was localized. My tearing was localized. Although sometimes it did feel a bit like.
And she didn't understand what I was saying this entire time. Like,
I never imagined God would allow upwards, something, you know, like that to happen.
I keep trying to say, okay, tearing upwards.
I thought it was upwards. Inside.
No, like.
Oh my God.
And like a lot of women, like, can we talk about the bleeding 6 weeks after? I'm sorry.
No. That's, I mean, it's up to type of thing.
But like, you're...
like I was fine after like less than 2 weeks, I was good.
But also you're younger than most women are actually, like, when they usually have babies.
Most is arguable, but carry on.
Teenage pregnancy have gone down significantly.
Oh, well done, guys. Well done. Woo to the teenagers. Shout out to you. Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's that. I was going to say something.
Welcome to two ADHD people hosting a podcast.
Wait, what did I
just
say? I was saying something really like...
You were saying, okay, teenage pregnancy is tearing.
No, oh, yeah, because you were younger, so it's easy for your body to recuperate. Also, because you were, like, also really healthy and stuff like that.
At the time, I was eating trash that I thought was healthy, like most people from the grocery store.
Yeah, but, like, you were still, like...
I was still pretty conscious, yeah, yeah.
So that's also the difference between you and them. And, like, you know, you can still get, like, low-key contractions after giving birth, not only when you're delivering the placenta, but, like, a couple weeks after, as your body's trying to, like, reduce back to its normal size.
Oh, that's good.
It contracts back, but, like, it feels like birth contractions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, some of you are really going through it. Can I tell you, shout out to my grandmother. I saw a video this morning on Instagram, people talking about their grandmas. Like, it was a video where you see a celebrity celebrating their grandmothers. And I thought about my grandmother. My aunt tells me that my grandmother, Waye Latini, so in our church, shout out to the Church of the Holy Ghost, she'd go, Waye Latini, she'd even fast and pray for me. Because obviously her daughter's gone and now her grandchild is having a child. So she must be going through it. She was excited though. So my grandmother used to pray that I would give birth that way and like literally fast and pray. And fast forward to when I gave birth to you, like they said I could leave the hospital the same day and go home if I wanted to.
Ish, tell us about quick recovery. I'm
telling you immediately. They said I can go home. I gave birth completely naturally. Not that I chose it. I only had like 2,000 rand.
She was
in my account.
Dying to go and poop me in a toilet. By the way, she
okay. Wait. So, her father leaves. He goes to Durban for work. Nothing to write about there. He was being a provider, so he went to work. even though I was like, something's not right, something. You know, that day he even gave me flowers. I know, right? I actually got flowers from him that day, and I think he even gave me a card.
Like a written card, boring. But you know, shout out to him.
No, no, I think he wrote some stuff in the card as well.
I thought you meant like a card like that.
No, like a greeting card type of card. Mm. And then he wrote like something in it. I don't remember exactly what it was. So like that was a beautiful way to start the day. Even though he didn't believe me, but he also had to go to work. And the doctor had convinced both of us that I was being dramatic, right? Which, you know, one can be dramatic. And he left. And then now I'm dealing with these like pains that are coming on and off, you know? Because I didn't even have, I thought I was having Braxton Hicks. I thought I was having Braxton Hicks contractions. And then I got into the bathtub. The lady, one of my neighbors, like literally my neighbor, like there, because it was like where we park, there were like 5 units. And one of the ladies, a white lady, I forgot her name. Shout out to you, girl. I hope you're good. She was living right across me and she had just given birth like 6 to 8 weeks before. So then I went to her and I was like, girl, something ain't right. And then she came through to help me. She brought me like a hot thing to help keep me.
Hey, mind you, she's also postpartum, hey?
Yeah, but she was doing good. Her baby was so cute. And she tried to help me out. And then at some point she was like, no, I think fine. And then at some point we were both like, Then I phoned one of my best friends, Lazola. A big shout out to Lazola. And she had just given birth 6 months before. And we were both in Miss S18 when like 3 or 4 years earlier. And she was like, girl, I think you're giving birth. That sounds pretty much. And she was still pretty young as well. Like she was maybe 3, 4 years older than me. Her husband couldn't help out. His name was OG, her ex-husband, I think. OG. So then OG, this is the funny part of the story. OG then called OB. And then OB...
Why is everything a rhyme on my birthday, bro?
Right? Dummy, tummy, OG, OB. So OG phoned OB because OG couldn't come. Laz couldn't come. She was at work.
I can't take this.
Mandla couldn't drive. Mandla Masango, the soccer player, he was being managed by Tando's dad at the time. But he couldn't drive. He was even younger than me. And then OB came with a van. I had a car, but now I'm in the middle of possibly giving birth, like in serious pain. I now have to drive to, or I have to take you to a hospital that I have never been to because on Fridays, my gynae is there. Shout out to Basetsana Khumalo, Mambasi, who is your grandma.
Yes. Wait, why? What did she do?
Because she's the one who found me. You know that I've told a gynae, because my mother passed away when I was 16, when I just turned 16, I'd never seen a gynecologist before. So I didn't have a gynecologist until I was pregnant. Like deep into my pregnancy, even I'd never seen a gynecologist. She was the one who became like a real mother to me, like in a lot of different ways. She sent me to Dr. Chivkov. I'm getting so emotional. Oh my God. I love that lady so much. Sorry. But there's a lot that she did for me.
And Mambasi or the doctor?
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
Okay. Just double checking.
Yeah. Yo, what an incredible woman. Anyway, so she found me the gynae. Sent me to the gynae, and this, I mean, there's a lot of other things she did, but let's try and stay on track. And I saw the gynae, and he was great. Dr. Chivkov, I think he moved. At some point, he came back, and then he moved again. It'd be crazy if he was back and he became your gynae. That'd be crazy.
That'd be odd, interesting, but odd.
No, it'd be pretty cool. He's a really good gynae, you know? He was working at this other hospital. Let me not give too much information about where you were born. So we drive to this other hospital and finally OB gets there. And then I give him the car keys. I go into the passenger seat because I have to direct him. There's no Google Maps. There's no there's no Waze. There's nothing. Like, there's none of that. There's SMS and MMS and pictures and videos and all of that. So I, because of my modeling days, I had
A map
book that lived in my car for castings. If I needed to find an address, I had like this big map book that I would follow. And so I find the hospital in the map book and I have to direct this guy in between. Like all of that. Now, here's the funny story. While we're driving, while Obi's driving, like the traffic is crazy. It's like deep into the 4 p.m., 3 p.m. situation now, driving towards the airport, right? So I just said to him, yo, I'm a daughter of a taxi driver, taxi owner. I know what it is. Get into the yellow line, dog. Like, let's go. This is for real serious. I couldn't believe I was having a, like, you know, in the movies moment. Like,
bro, let's go.
Like, I might give birth in the car. Oh, hell no. So he does that. Of course, the police stop us. Like, of course. But now I'm not having a contraction. I'm not in pain.
Now listen to this part of the story, guys. Guys, it's crucial, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. And then this part of the story, what do I do? I'm like, well, I'm going to have to act like how I was feeling 5 minutes ago or whenever I last had a contraction, like five to 10 minutes ago. And I was just like, yo, man. And the thing is, I'm actually stressed because I'm just like, if these people serve tickets right now, like, I will not make it. So I just start crying and I start like being like, ah! Oh, my God. And then they were like, oh, shit. And then we were like, yes, sir, brother. Like, please, can you actually help us get to the hospital? They were like, okay, cool. Which hospital are you going to? We tell them this hospital, like, it's the next door, two off ramps. Wee wee.
That's how I came in, guys.
Giving, I'm wearing a Bafana jersey. My hair looks terrible. I had all these plans about like a photographer. Oh! Anyway, we drive the police drive, they carry on driving straight, but we have to take this particular turn off just before. We hoot, we thank them, and then Obi drives us to the hospital. A guy I just met. Mm-hmm. And we get to the hospital. I think Mandla stayed behind with me. Obi took the car back because he needed to carry on living his life. And shout out to you, Obi! And so Obi left with the car and took it back to the house. I don't know what else needed to be figured out. This whole time, I can't find Tando's dad. I cannot get hold of him. Why? Because when he got attacked, his phone got stolen and I gave him my phone. Because now I can't take pictures of my baby because my phone is... Because I didn't want him to have I didn't want people to look at him funny because of the phone. So I gave him my phone. And
I don't have newborn pictures because this guy got a phone stolen.
Like, how is this about you? The fact that he got attacked.
I forgot about last, my bad. But like newborn photos are so cute. Like,
yeah, but it wasn't his fault. Like,
he I'm deeping it now because I've heard the story a bunch of times, obviously. So all those times I was like, dead, oh my God, the people... my dad almost died, whatever. Now I'm deeping, like, I could have had newborn pictures if this... That person didn't attack my dad if, like, I...
Anyway, okay, sorry, girl.
So many underlying causes.
I mean, you have, like, one-day-old pictures. You know what I mean?
It's not the same.
No, it's imprinted in my memory. Don't worry, I will never forget.
See, but now I...
you're going too much ahead of the story. Anyway, then we... And chip in if, like, I'm missing a detail because you've asked me to tell the story a lot. Get to the hospital.
Where was my grandmother and all this? Because was she not staying with you guys?
No, she was. Remember, you were early, 3 weeks early. She was planning to come in about a week or two. Anyway, we finally get to the hospital, and I've never been there, so I don't even know which section to go to. And this hospital is separated into like a prenatal, like with different interests in everything. So we go first. We went to the wrong side, then we went to the right side. We get to the right side. I rush to where the doctor is. And like I'm on my own basically at this point with Mandla and Obi. I get in there.
Obi had left.
Well, I mean, Obi dropped us off. At this point, he's dropping us off. We get into the hospital, rush in. Mind you, the gynae had never actually seen, so I'd never had like him actually check me out. Do you know what I mean? Like he'd just done the whole thing of checking you out, but he never actually checked me out. So I'm a little like, you know, because I get there. And I'm like, but now it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy's not going to believe me because the contraction's not there right now. But like, I was in pain and I'm just like, he's going to think I'm being dramatic after he just told me I'm dramatic 2 days ago. He whips my pants off, like, put me on the bed. He like, literally like, I just saw my pants being whipped off and then gloves on and then I was just like, oh my God, man just put his fingers in there and I was just not ready for that. And then, well, I mean, I should have been. And then he moves his fingers, he looks up, he moves his fingers, I'm just like, okay. And then he was like, oh, you really are giving birth. You're 5 centimeters dilated.
Try.
Then
how do you measure 5 centimeters with your hand? Never mind.
I'm, you know, maybe he just knows. Like, he was just like, fine. Maybe he knows how to, maybe he practiced. I don't know how he knows. Anyway. And yeah, he did that. Told me I'm 5 centimeters dilated. So now I'm trying to get hold of your dad to see if he can catch a flight back. If we've got 5 hours, then great. But he stopped paying the medical aid, so we don't have medical aid at this particular juncture. Then shout out to Mushin Etigrul, who pulled up and paid for the birth.
Who? There's so many like other characters I've never heard of. There's in a this lot story.
Because it takes a village, babe. Mushin Etigrul was the coach of Kaizer Chiefs. And he happened to be in the area once we finally managed to get hold of your dad, because at 5 o'clock, they were going to send me to Joburg General Hospital.
Ew. Oh, sorry.
I didn't panic, but I didn't want to be not, I didn't want to be not with my gynae, you know? Also, there were, at the time, I remember there were horror stories, it's fair. I don't know about you, but at the time,
no,
I remember,
I've also heard horror stories. I was like, eesh.
No, but specifically birth, like babies being burned, like in terms of like when they're being cleaned. I've heard like some weird stories, but you know, also there's been a hospital here in Sandton where Tando got her phone stolen after her stepmother gave birth, and they tried to steal her sister right here in Sandton, and we can't sue them now because it's 3 years later. Anyway, so things happen in every hospital. So they were going to send me to Joburg Gen at 5 p.m. And so now I'm panicking. Wait, I know that story. I know that story. I mean, I know the story. So I think it's 4 o'clock now. So tick-tock. We finally have managed to get hold of your father. I think I phoned one of the people he was flying with, and then they went to him. They rushed back to the airport to try and get a flight. No flight. So he had to stay and work, and then he only basically came back 2 days later. But your grandmother was there, like, as soon as she could get there. Like, I think the next morning she was there, first thing. Like, she was beside herself. I'm Betty. And, yeah, your father couldn't find a flight back. Mr. Mushin Etigrul came and sorted out the payment, because I was 19 and I couldn't, I was a model as well at the time, so I wasn't really working. So I didn't really have like a lot of money. Anyway. And so now we're waiting. But like, where's this guy? Obviously he has to actually get to the hospital. And then the nurse was really mean to me.
You told me this.
Does this matter? This part of the story?
I mean, this is a part where you're about to, well, you say you need really need to poop.
Oh, okay. So I guess that, I guess it doesn't make sense if I don't. So the nurse was super mean to me. What do you remember about that part of the story?
I just remember you saying that, like, you really need to poop. And then, like, you were like, this nurse is so mean. And then they got another nurse and she was really nice. And
so that nurse didn't leave though. Yeah. And sorry.
No, that's all I remember.
So basically the nurse served me. I'm obviously clearly very young, right? And there was a weird energy around, you know, young people giving birth. And also, how did I make it to this fancy hospital or whatever? It wasn't until your father arrived the next day that she started showing me a little bit of respect, which was a bit also weird. I think her name was Bongilo or something. Anyway, I remember when it was like, okay, I am giving birth. I'm serving, trying to figure out what's going on. Luckily, my birth, I'd already packed like my bag, my hospital bag.
Tell us again, yo. Misprepared.
I was very like, oh girl, I didn't want anything to go wrong. Like, I was really excited to have you. Like, I was really excited to meet you. And I didn't want my age to be an impediment into anything to be used against me. And for the fact that she was frying me, like, was a big problem for me. But I'm busy trying to give birth and I need her help and I haven't paid.
And mind you, back then she doesn't sound like this. I was watching my one year video yesterday. She sounds like a baby. Like
a cutie pie.
Like,
I
have
a sweet
deeper
lady.
Voice than she did. And I was just like, yo, like, that is not like,
you
that's
have
not
a beautiful
mom.
Voice.
Thanks, shorty. Yeah. I mean, mom. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a bit weird when you say it in front of people. And yeah, so I was like, I was a firecracker, but I was like a really nice Christian, super Christian woman. Anyway, and she was really mean to me. I remember asking her, I asked for more juice. I think I was drinking a lot of cranberry juice, not knowing that it's like jam-packed with sugar at the time. But a lot of cranberry juice because I was very worried about getting UTIs. So I asked her for some juice. And she was like, she looked at me, did you bring any? And I just stopped and I was just like, in a private hospital. That's why also maybe it's better I don't mention the hospital. Then I said, we pet, like, but like she in a very like ghetto, like, why? Like, why? Like, I'm going to have to pay ultimately. Like, you're not helping me for free and you're going to get your salary anyway. But these are back in my mind. So I said, yes, actually I did, luckily. I said, it's in my bag. I was shocked she even put ice. And the thing is, I didn't really want ice in it. Anyway, so I drank the juice. I'm walking around trying to like do the breathing exercises I read and what to expect when expecting. And then out of the damn blue, there was other things that she said that were very sideways. I don't want to get into that. And I suddenly feel this like wild feeling in my body. I can't explain it to you. Like just your body just does its own thing now all of a sudden. My body just went like,
okay,
like,
let's go guys, let's go.
Like
it's my time.
Body literally went like into its own, it like I had no control over my body. It was crazy. So clearly that was a contraction, and it felt like I needed to take the biggest poo like I'd ever taken in my whole life.
By the way guys, that is very natural. Like I'm pretty sure it's like over 70 or 60% of women do happen to poop when they give birth.
I ran to the toilet. I couldn't believe I could even run at that point because I was not going to shit myself in front of this lady because she was so mean. So I just got to the toilet. And I got there so quick, like it was wild. And I just went by the toilet. And then she was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Then I was just like, I don't know. I just need to poo. Like, and I've been pooing the whole day. I don't want to poo on the bed. She was like, what? Hey, now go back to the bed. You're going to get back to the toilet. And I was just like, this lady is expecting me to walk myself back to the bed. And you know who came to help me?
Who?
Mandla.
My king.
He helped. This lady watched a young man in the room. Like, she watched him and then he had to help me put on back, like, the nappy. You know what I mean? Because anything can happen. So there was this nappy and I couldn't reach down for it. So he had to help me put it on. Luckily, I was wearing, like, a long t-shirt. Rush back to the bed. The doctor rushes back. Now I'm giving birth. First, I'm
in a t-shirt.
In the Bafana t-shirt. Didn't I give you the t-shirt? I still have the t-shirt.
I do not. I've never seen this t-shirt. This is the first I'm hearing of such.
I was wearing a Bafana t-shirt.
Well, that's some great advertising, if I might I add.
Yeah, I was wearing a Bafana. I should have worn that t-shirt today, actually. And
that would be wild.
Yeah, it was a Bafana, an old one, the old World Cup winning one, not the other one. And the doctor, I wasn't on stirrups or anything, like, because they couldn't give me, I did ask for epidural when I was in pain and they were like, I had to pay first. By the time I asked for it, but fast forward, if I had gotten the epidural, by the time it would have taken effect, it would have never worked because I would have already given birth. So I got to the hospital at 2, no, I left the house at 2, got to the hospital at 3, no, I left the house at 3, got to the hospital at 4. And I was supposed to be kicked out at 5, remember? And then
she speed ran the entire thing, mind you. Because just listen to what time.
Remember,
I was
my
born.
Grandmother prayed. There's a reason I told you that.
Listen to what time I was born, Jen. This
and
is
then
too funny.
The nurse serves. I have to hook my legs like this. And then shout out to these shoes.
Do you actually know? Sorry. But do you know that actually, like, the reason, like, women have to put their legs on stirrups and stuff is it's so it's easier for the doctor to deliver the baby. And actually, like being on your hands and knees is much better and it's easier to deliver that way because your pelvis is more
and
open.
You know, but even this, like, this is actually also easy because the gravity also. The gravity also allows. What? Gravity also allows with that. I think it would be even better if they kind of like face the bed down. You know what I mean? Like so that it's. Anyway, I think that was kind of happening, but things would happen very quickly because my water also didn't break. Our water didn't break. Our water didn't break.
When we were still conjoined, when we were still one.
Oh my God. I used to love that feeling of like there are two hearts beating in my body right now.
I would get so freaked out by that.
I used to be like, wow, there are two hearts beating in my body. This is so crazy. Like, that was wild for me. Like, that heart used to beat in my body.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't sound
as too
poetic as I wanted it to sound. But, you know. And so I have to do this now. And then the doctor says...
You have
says,
to hold your own legs.
So I'm like this. And then the lady says... I don't know what she said, but she said it rude. And I was like, I can't reach. Like, I just said I can't... But now things are getting more tense. So now I'm also losing my patience with her. It had to be my doctor who put my leg on his waist and then pushed forward so that I could manage to hook, right? And then she did the same. So now I'm like... then I had a moment of like, oh, this is my dramatic moment, you know? Doctor was like, hey, you're going to scare the baby. That's how dumb and naive I was. I believed him. He was like, you don't make noise. You're going to scare the baby. I didn't make a single sound after he said that. Like, not a sound.
I know he was just like, she is being so loud right now. Like, I'm trying to focus.
No,
like,
I didn't do too much. I was just like, ugh. But I would also wait for the thing. And I was trying to do the breathing. I was like, everything I saw in the movies. Like, okay, let's go.
Mind you, she's an actress.
Right.
Mind you.
Right. And then he said, these were his words. Dr. Chivkov, he said to me, Pearl, it's time to be a big...
She's going to do it. Yep, she's okay. Breathe, mama, breathe. Exercises, movies. Yes!
Anyway.
See? It works.
He said, it's time to be a big girl now. I will never forget those words. Because I remember being like, yo, like, okay, shit. Those words stayed with me for the rest of, like, my motherhood journey. Like, it's time to be a big girl now. And then I stopped my bullshit immediately. And as I was pushing, I kept quiet. I kept listening to the information. Like, I don't know. It's like him saying that, like...
Turned on the maternal instinct.
It's like something switched in me. And then I pushed... And I was like, and I'd wait and I'd breathe in between the contractions. When the contractions came, I would like push. But then I could feel. Now, this is where the tearing story is important. Now I can feel. If I push now, I'm going to, my skin's not ready for this one. I need to hold and allow my stretching to happen, right? But now I think you were crowning already. Miss, madam, nurse. Push, the baby's almost hard. I said, I'm going to... I said, listen, I'm going to push. And then I said, I feel like I'm going to tear, so I need to take my time. Just wait. Like, as if I know what I'm doing. I said, I can feel it. Just wait. My doctor was like... I saw him, like, do like a young smile. And I just felt like I just told her, F off, you know? Just fuck, man.
She looked, she said...
Like, and then this amazing white, I think she was a doula of some sort. She came and she held my hand and she was like, I couldn't, the way things were going down, I couldn't even remember her the next day. When she came to me, she was like, oh my God, are you feeling? And I was like, She was like, remember I was with you? And I was like, oh my God, I remember you saved me from that other nurse. And she was super sweet. But then I finally managed to push you out. I still did tear a little bit. Yo, every time I had to pee, I had to like get tissue with ice and like, yo, it was wild. And what's it?
That just sounds, I don't want, like that, like, that sounds, you?
Yeah, I had to get tissue, put it in ice, and then like make sure, because obviously urine like makes it burn, you know what I mean? And so I'd have to like put it on the side, like, and just like try and pee in a way that's not going to affect, you know. They said, when I went for checkups, they said they didn't really need to stitch it. It wasn't a terrible tear, but because some of it was a little bit on the outside, like it was a little frying me. Anyway, I pushed you out and then you didn't cry immediately. I think they had to do the whole slapping thing. They took you away and then that thing kicked in of maternal instinct.
Now, where is my baby?
Like, I did not take my eyes off of you. Like, I did not. You know, the can't.
I wasn't breathing, so they had to.
No, you were breathing. You were just not.
Oh,
like,
but like screaming. No, but like, the screaming.
That's
normal, no?
And I think I asked, no, some babies just serve immediate crying. I think they pinch them to make sure that. You know, everything is...
No, I'm saying the crying should be normal right after delivery. Not the... I was nonchalant. Guys, I was such a nonchalant baby. I watched my first birthday. I was the most nonchalant baby you've ever seen. The only person I cared about was my mom, and that was it.
We were like, it is...
Like, if you ask me to smile, I'll look at you, and I'll just look at my mother. Like, I...
That was cute. We must play some of those clips while we're speaking, because, you know, our faces might get boring, but, like, those videos are super cute. Anyway, so then you came out and then I was just like, what, because your head was like a weird little shape because you just come out. Obviously, you're crying.
Please
whatever.
Tell the audience what you said I looked like when you gave birth.
What you tell them.
She tells me that, why does she look like that? She's the most beautiful rat I've ever seen after I turned cute.
I was just like, she looks like a, where are her lashes? She looks like a little red rat.
My mother, everyone.
My doctor was like, what? I was like, no, she's beautiful, but like, why is she? Because you're also, still covered by stuff. So like, there's a bit of gray stuff. Like, there was just a lot going on.
What about
on.
Delivering the placenta? You do that?
Oh, I should have brought the outfit when you, that you, the first little hat you wore when you
oh,
were born.
Oh, I thought that it's had still, something I, to do I with the placenta. I never even washed it. I'm a so weird confused. Person. Huh? I just asked you if you delivered the placenta and you talked to me about a hat. I was so confused. I was like, you still have it or something?
Yeah, you still do have to push the placenta out. They kind of... I don't know if they gave me an injection of some sort or whatever, but I remember like there had to be a second pushing moment or like they pulled something else out because my water broke as I was pushing you out. Like that was crazy. So it was like it was just a mess. And Madam Nurse like didn't even arrange someone to
is that her name?
I think it was like only when I was moved to another room. So I was in that room with the birth mess for like a while before I was moved or it was cleaned up. I mean, no one brought me a mop. But what was crazy is because I didn't use epidural, like, I was alert afterwards. Like, I was moving. I was just, like, moving, getting people from the lift, bringing them back to the people who are coming to see you. Like, I was just super active. Like, I did not sleep. I was hot.
And you see that your grandmother prayed for you to deliver, exactly. Like, an animal. And animals keep it moving after they give birth.
Literally. So, literally, like, please, guys, respect your grandmother's prayers. And that's basically how I gave birth to Tando. Then her dad came like 2 days later. Her grandmother came the day before and stayed with me at the hospital till we all left. She wouldn't like let anything, like she was all over you. Like she was obsessed with you, obsessed.
I know you were like, bro, can I have my kid? That's not like, damn.
Not even really, but there were times where like she was looking after me too. She was a really amazing woman. Like I want you guys to know that, you and your sisters. Like that woman was, why am I crying so much? I haven't cried like.
Because you didn't cry on my birthday.
I didn't.
She was trying to be nonchalant.
No, I was. Because it's like I've been anticipating this for a long time. But I think thinking about the people who really made my life more comfortable at such a difficult time. Like your grandmother was a really amazing woman, both of them. But obviously my mother never got to meet you, but your paternal grandmother, like she would, I'd want you to never, ever, ever, ever doubt like how much she loved you. Anyway, that is the story. And then, yeah, I think on Sunday when your dad managed to finally come back, we left. I wanted to leave even the day after, to be honest, but he wanted to fetch us from the hospital. And then we went home, and the nurse was suddenly very nice, but I didn't have time for her by then. And you were just perfectly healthy, perfectly perfect baby, like just perfect, perfect, perfect. And 18 years later, here we are. You know, I couldn't have. And you know, when you're pregnant or you've just given birth, you imagine for the longest time, like, what is this person going to be like? What are they going to look like? Da, 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 da. And now I get to see it. But I remember wondering and...
Don't I like... everyone says I look the same.
You do look the same-ish.
Ish.
You just, you know, like... You, when you're little, you're obviously cuter. I was super cute. I was much cuter when I was little.
Cuter than cuter?
No, I was saying I was much cuter than what I looked like when I was
older.
I don't
think so. You just had your buck teeth. They were really cute.
Those are super cute. Anyway, so let's talk about, so that's the birth story, which took up basically the whole thing. Tando's birth story cracks. And navigating life then and now. I think, you know.
Oh, wait, let me repost the thingy.
Tando's birth story and finding out she's pregnant. I found out, I've told you how I found out I was pregnant. You know all of these, so it's kind of weird for you to ask me the questions.
I know all of these questions.
Let's check on the Instagram. But I found out at university that I was pregnant during the week of orientation. I'm not ashamed about that anymore.
You were once ashamed about that?
Oh, man. I think there's a girl called Karabo or Katlejo or something. She was with me. We were serving homies when I started university, and she was there when I found out I was pregnant. My period was serving nonchalant, and then it's, you know, finally I was like, oh, let me just go check. They were doing the whole AIDS tests and whatever, and I was very like pro getting tested. I remember it was really weird because I knew I wasn't like, well, I'd only ever been with your dad. So it was kind of like super weird because it was like, why am I nervous? You know what I mean? And then that came negative, but you know, every life has a balance. Something had to come back positive. And the nurse was...
That was a nice joke. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Thanks, thanks. And the nurse...
Mom, say appreciate it.
I said thanks.
No, say appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. It's just...
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And the nurse there... The nurses are a big feature, actually, in my story. This one was a cool nurse, though. She was, like, thinking I'm worrying because I seemed like a very responsible, level-headed kid. And then when she tested for the pregnancy, she was like, oh, my God, it's positive. And I was like, positive as in, like, good news or positive as in I'm pregnant? And then she was like, you're pregnant. And I was like, I just started laughing. Like, that was my trauma. Like, I just started laughing. Like, there's just no way. Like, what? Like, at orientation week, as I start university, building my life, wild. Then I said to her, well, I'm going to take responsibility for my actions. I'm not aborting, you know, because she obviously was trying to see if I want to have that conversation. And I said, no, I'm good. I'm going to have to take responsibility for my actions and figure out, or at least I need to think about it. And then we went to the... And then I went home that day and I went to school. I was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed little teen starting a new life. I came back a mother, an expecting mother.
Try.
Very wild, no? That's how I found out I was pregnant. I might have to let it drop. But the questions are for you.
Hey, they're for me.
Yo, what if no one... Oh, is Billie Eilish your favorite artist? That doesn't help. Love that the party was groove themed with alcohol. What inspired that party choice for your 18th?
Groove themed.
So we've done with the giving birth story. We're moving on now. I mean, we can do the whole lore, but I feel like the podcast is the lore. You know, you get like the lore out of watching. Yeah. So I mean, let's just see what people are interested in. Okay, there you go.
I'm not an only child. Sorry. I just need like to clear that up. People like genuinely think I'm either an only child or I only have a weekly as a sister. I have 5 siblings, guys. I genuinely do. I have Ogutle, and then I have my 2 sisters from my dad's side, and then I have 4 siblings from my dad's side. So I've
She's my only biological child.
That's what we'll say.
Ogutle is her sister. Ogutle is not staying with us currently. It's a long story that is none of anyone's business, really, outside of our home. And then, but how does it feel to be, because at some point, for a long time, you were an only child. Do you miss that?
I don't think so. I like my sisters. They're cool. I don't think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But no. It was a bit wild for you, though, when Ogutle first moved in, though. It was a bit of an adjustment. I didn't prepare you very well for that adjustment. I didn't know I needed to, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
My awareness was not that great. Would you consider yourself a celebrity child? Like, what does that even mean? Like, the child of a celebrity or a child that is a celebrity?
I would consider myself, like, a child of the industry, technically, because that's what, a bunch of people in the industry helped raise me. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to say. I'm a child of the industry. Because I was always with, like...
It was an industry village that raised you. Yeah. Like, so many people in the industry that raised you.
Like, if you were working at, like, an event, I'd be there with Uncle Casper sitting on a chair somewhere. I don't know, just talking.
Not knowing that this is Uncle Casper. And that was the charm about it, because you were just like saying whatever. Remember when you were just like frying Thierry Henry with like French vibes? Not that he raised Tando at all. He just spent like an evening just serving her big chats for like 2 hours.
Hey, I didn't know who he was, guys.
That's probably why he enjoyed having big chats with her.
And I guess like, I don't know, chilling with all those different private people or like being backstage and like people like entertaining me and like taking care of me. I didn't realize that's actually not normal. Like, people actually, like, stayed home, babysitters, you know. You said, nah, let's come outside.
Yeah, when you were older, it was a bit easier. When you were younger, it was really hard, especially when I couldn't explain to you why I was leaving. There was even, you know, Auntie Elmi? Mm-hmm. She once made a joke that hurt my feelings. The fact that I still remember it, and you know how I can be forgetful. She was like, yeah, she made a joke like as if like Tando only recognizes like, you only recognize the back of me because I'm always like.
That's a deadbeat dad joke. She just turned it onto you.
But this is like years ago that she said this, and that really hurt my feelings though. I kind of laughed at the time, but like there was this one weird night where I woke up, I couldn't find you, and you were just standing by the sliding door, like staring. That was a scary day.
I was probably just looking at the stars, eh?
No, girl, there was also a pool there. I felt like some ghost lured you there and you were sleepwalking. I was so scared.
You know what?
Pearl and Tando support system from an early age. I think we're going to play some videos right now. Should I play them off my phone? Just to talk about the support system. I mean, you've never been in a normal family. You want to talk about in a normal family setup. I tried to have that for you in the first like 3-4 years of your life, but it was more damaging than you know, than anything else. Okay, cool. So let's watch the videos now.
Angel,
where's the sound?
Why do you hate us, dog?
Thanks.
I'm gonna cry. I love you.
That's Liesl.
Thanks for doing life with me and for walking me home. Be my bestie. And like, you know, I've always said, you are love. It's in your name. You're made with love, for love, with love. And I'm a better human for it, and so is the world. So I'm wishing you all the best. The world's ready for you now. And go shine and blind them with your light. Love you.
Oh, we were grooving while she took this video.
We love you, Liesl.
We love you.
Oh, was it me playing music at the back?
Yeah.
Oh, are you crying now?
Not yet. A tear hasn't been shed. Watch me.
You're serving...
I'm serving nonchalant today, guys.
Okay, next video.
Happy birthday, Tando. Thank you for being queen. Such a great sister to me. I really love you, and I appreciate everything that you do for me.
My queen. Aww. That's Peyton. That's another one of my like little sisters, not biologically, but yeah.
Yeah, that's Melanie Bala and Zwai. Melanie's son, Melanie Bala, and Zwai Bala's daughter, who's a prolific musician, who's going to be a prolific musician as well, and like is like a little sister to Tando as well. Yeah, yeah. We've had a powerful support system in our lives. A lot of other people who maybe aren't in videos, who are involved, people like Uncle Wayne, Mama Alina. If you watch this, Mama Alina, I don't have your details anymore, but you are a very important part of my life as well when I was raising Tando. I want to say thank you wherever you are. I hope your daughter's also well. I hope your children are well. I hope you still have your shell garages. I hope life is treating you well, man. And if you can, please reach out to me. Let's serve the next video.
Ready? Go.
The Tando sisters.
Happy birthday, Tando. Thank you for being the best big sister in the whole wide world.
They're
we
so
wish
cute.
You the best 18th birthday. We love you.
They're so cute. And they plan this stuff out every time.
How do you feel about them?
They're so cute. They always do the exact same thing. Like they always, plan out exactly what they're going to say so they can say it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cute. I love it.
It's super, super cute. I'm so proud of you as a big sister actually as well. I think your sisters are incredible and they're so proud of you.
Oh, yeah,
and they really want to spend more time with you. Like they die for you, like in terms of just spending time with you. When I said to them, oh, Tando's a big room now, you can like go and mess up her room and play with her. They were...
Oh, mess up my room is madness because then he's going to shout at me.
Betty was like, she was so excited. Like, so just let her be her thing.
Mind you, she's the one who's going to shout at me about it later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
So, but then she's encouraging other people. You know what? We'll move on from
next
this.
Next video. I don't know if we have more. Next video. I haven't seen this.
That's RJ. Hope you had a great day. Happy you're finally legal. Yeah, man. You didn't say nothing for my 18th, so I'm not going to say too much for
that's
you.
That's just not true.
Your crazy story about RJ is I was there when he was born.
Yeah, he told me. I didn't even know that until
like
he told me.
I wasn't
in
the hospital, but we were trying to live our best lives. I think it was the day of the UEFA Champions League. And I wasn't going. And then all of a sudden I could go, which is where I first saw Thierry Henry and like, who's the other amazing player that was there? I forgot now. Ronaldinho, everybody was there. It was 2006. And it was May. When's his birthday? Wasn't it like the 5th of May or like something like that? Anyway, and we had to drop off Ralph at the hospital because now RJ was being born. And yeah, I hadn't actually even really met Paris, I think. I think I even met Ralph like that day or something like that, something crazy like that. But it was really, really amazing, like to see him so big and so grown. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, he's huge.
Imagine your mom's name is Paris and you're born in Paris. That's crazy.
The spelling isn't the same.
But yeah, it, yeah, but still, a, yeah. Next video.
He's going to watch that and he's going
to
laugh.
Wait. Don't you have, we have really, we have some really cute pictures that maybe we'll send to the production team in post to say of you and RJ when you guys were still little.
The one of us at Monte Casino.
No, there's even one of when, remember when we went to France? Where's my phone? But you have some really cute photos with RJ. Share us like a really cool story like with you and RJ that you can think of like today. Or what does RJ mean to you at this stage in your life?
He's going to watch this. I'm not trying to glaze him too hard right now.
I'm not. You better glaze him. He's your guy.
He knows how much we mean to each other. Because if I glaze him, then he'll be like, but didn't you say this about me? But he's a very special person to me. Our parents used to tell us we were cousins growing up. So that should tell you about how close we are.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, ish. I'll send the photo to the production. But there's me, like in the little red jacket. That's Chloe, RJ's older sister. And then RJ's in the back.
Oh, that's so cute, man. And, you know, I wasn't pregnant at the time, so it was wild when I now was giving birth the next year. That was wild. I'm looking for a picture of, this is you, I think, when you first met your dad. You see? You still have the finger on.
Anyways, next clip. No? Please?
Happy birthday, Tando. Thank you for being like a sister to me. You know, we're all really grateful to have you in our lives. And yeah, big 18, you know what it is.
Cool. Oh, guys, he wasn't as nonchalant as he normally was. Like, he called me, like, he said I'm a sister to him, finally.
Ooh. I invited him to come here today, and the mom was like, he used to love cameras, but then now he was
he's
like,
lying. If I asked him, he would have come. Why didn't you ask me?
Oh, because I wanted to serve you a surprise. The mom was like,
if you called him yourself.
Nah, I just feels like I should speak to the parent. Do you know what I mean? Like, it kind of feels like a parent needs to be involved in
no,
that
you
chat.
Could ask her first and then go ask him.
No, but she went and spoke to him. And then, yeah, it's fine. Did you get the Mel's video? Okay, next video.
Happy birthday, little sister. You know, you came a long way. Congratulations on your special day. And I hope you had a great day. Thank you.
See, all my friends are so nonchalant, bro. Oh, my niece.
Like, they are so boring. What's the story?
They're not trying to show emotion, guys. There's too many shorties watching, guys. There's too many baddies watching.
Oh my god, too many shorties watching. What a bore. Anyway, Kweku and Tando are literally like,
That was my like first best friend. One. Like that is
Alex
my day
is
one.
Your day one. We don't have a video from Alex, but Alex is your day one. Kweku's definitely a day one. Sean is a Kweku. Day one.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. Can I?
Yeah, there you go. Passed out in the car.
Oh, crap.
Don't show things you're not supposed to show,
It's
girl.
Literally just a TikTok.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, that's two of us passed out in the back of a car. Yeah. I mean, Alex doesn't count as like a day one like that. Like, I've known her father before she was born. If you think about it. I tell her that all the time. I bully her with that all the time.
What?
That I've known Uncle Wayne longer than she has, because obviously I was introduced to him as a baby and she wasn't born yet. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's crazy.
She made a TikTok actually about like how long we've known each other, yesterday or this morning or something.
Let me
show it to you. Hold on.
Wild.
I've known like most of my friends that I have today, I've known them for most of my life. And I find that as an accomplishment actually.
Well, except your friends that you've met at school.
Yeah, they're cool. Oh my god, Abby's birthday message made me cry. Shout out to Abby.
What did she say? Tell us about the message.
Happy birthday to Miss Tandoletu Mukwena. To this day, I think of you telling me I need Vaseline on my ankles because I was so ashy. Okay, for context, when we met, she was my buddy when I got to that school in grade 9. And I had just arrived and then I'm bending down to pick something up, and I see her ankles and they're just white. I get my big tub of Vaseline. I'm like, I think you need some Vaseline, babe. She's like, no. I'm like, yes, you do. Look at your ankles. We've been laughing about it our entire friendship.
Okay.
And digital arts class the whole year was the best thing ever. Oh my gosh, Ms. Diaz was so sick of us. Ms. Diaz didn't hate it to see us coming. Best duo in that school. Anyways. I would do anything to go back to those times. You mean so much to me, Tando. I love you so, so much. And I don't know what I would do. I don't know who I would be today without you. Your confidence, intelligence, and passion for everything that you do is so inspiring. You deserve the entire world and more today and every day. I don't know if I've told you this before, but you're one of the most resilient and strongest people I know. You're so special to me, and I appreciate you every day. And then you can read the next part, and then you can see why.
Can I start from I couldn't imagine the world without you?
Yeah, but I cried, yo, when I saw that, because she'd never told me that before.
I couldn't even imagine this world or my life without you. I hope you know that you always make a huge impact on people around you and never fail to inspire them, your passion, etc., etc. Can't believe we made it here in young teens, 14, 15 to 18-year-old adults. Cute. Abby's a best friend from high school. One of the best friends from high school. Love that the party was groove-themed and with alcohol. What inspired... that was another theme.
It was just a bribe.
It was just a bribe.
Like, have we never been to a bribe before?
Like, there was no theme, really. We just had a good time at the house and invited special people. I think I've always done big parties for Tando, and this time we wanted it to be a bit more intimate and special. We also did it very last minute. So if we do another one, we're going to probably do something a little bit more, like with more people. But I'm still not trying to do too much. Are you going to start dating? If not, I guess why? Mom on that.
That sounds mean, but it's not anyone's business except for mine.
Where can we watch you guys? There's only one episode on YouTube. Kuni Ningilindile, there's two. By the time you watch this, it'll be three. Yes. How does it feel to be the only child? Now that you're legally an adult, what's one responsibility you're excited or nervous about? That's a good question. Thank you, Lungi 194.
Excited about? Guys, I mean, everyone's always excited about this, but like adult money. People like actually, like that's a real thing. Like adult money is a real thing. And with my generation, we spend our adult money really stupidly. So I want to see how I spend it. I won't spend it stupidly, but I feel like I'll get something like really funny and unique with it. No, don't look at me like that. It's been worse.
How excited are you for your role on Youngins? What is that? They think you're on the show.
Shh, Mom, you can't say that I'm not yet because this is going to be released before the show's released.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay.
Because the tricky—that's advertisement. It's false advertisement.
How excited are you for your role on Youngins?
What? Go see on Friday if I'm in it or not. You. There's your answer.
Any otherwise for high schools? No, I don't know how to read this. BB Baby X Blue 19. Any otherwise for high school students to thrive?
Wait, let me see.
Any wisdom, maybe, girl, like the English. By the way...
Oh, I think she spelled advice, but then it autocorrected.
Oh, okay. Well done to you.
I'm good at reading autocorrect like type of English on text.
By the way, this thing I'm burning is here the human being connects with the universe. It's for the crown chakra. And so it's pure being, understanding, and it was the first one I chose, and I was like, that's a sign. The totality of a person is combined from the other chakras, offers itself to the divine forces of the universe. The individual experiences knowledge beyond the world of intellect, interfacing with cosmic energies and pure consciousness. So it's time for you to be conscious.
Academically, I don't know. I would just say, my mom always just tells me to try my hardest. If you know you tried your hardest, Doug, that's all you could have done in that moment. Like, just try your best. And if you're not always 100% succeeding, that's okay. But like, you should also like aim to succeed. That's the point here. Because then if you know you've tried, then you know you've done all you can. If you don't, then I...
Okay. Will you be attending university, and what are you going to study?
Pardon? I will.
That's the plan. So we need to finish recording this so that we can make sure that happens.
Because uni's supposed to start next week, but I'm only going to leave to the place I'm supposed to be going next year.
Okay, cool. What do you think is the right age to date? That's really the only other question that I think is different.
I don't think I'm one to judge or say anything about that. think everyone's in, like, everyone's experiences are individual, like, are unique. Whoa, English is, because I'm still trying to be nonchalant from those videos, guys.
Wow, okay. Do we have more videos? Okay, let's play another one.
Okay. Hi, honey. So I wrote a little something for you today for your 18th birthday, which goes, life has its challenges, and sometimes the weight of the world feels heavier than we imagine. But through it all, there's one truth that remains constant. For me, you are my greatest gift. As you celebrate yet another year of your life, always remember that life is a journey. Live life to the fullest. Work hard, play hard, and don't forget to pray. The girls are blessed to have you as a big sissy. And please know that I love you very, very much. Happy 18th birthday, Tato.
That's Tando's other mom. I don't like using the stepmom thing on her. Stepmom gift has that evil connotation vibe, you know what I mean?
We've spoken about how things don't always have to have a negative connotation, mother.
I mean, I hear you, but I just like to say it to you. And because also there's no stepmom in Zulu culture. Mother is mother, and anyone can be like your mother, you know what I mean? Anyway.
We have one more. They said two.
Yeah, but I mean, let's like thank her. Let's talk about her. Nosizwe, because I think celebrating you is also celebrating the people who have made you you, you know? And she's a big part of that. And I guess, like, our story is not perfect, as most stories go, but the fact that myself, you, and Nosizwe have gotten to the place we're at now is not only a miracle, but it's a blessing, you know? For everything that we've been through and the situations that we've survived and her being there for you, however, you know, because however you might have wanted your mom, you know, to be there. Imagine being there for a child who actually wants to, someone else, you know, that must be hard. And she did that for you. And there's a lot more sacrifices that you might not know about that she made for you that maybe are between her and I to cover for your dad or whatever. But she may not have been the mom I am. I wasn't even a perfect mother. There is no perfect mother. But she was there, however, you know, complicated things might have been, but she was there, you know, and I'm very grateful for that, and I hope that you are as well, which I know you are. So I just want to send a big shout out to Nosizwe. Girl, I love you. Thank you so much for everything that you have been and done for not just Tando, but for me as well. And I hope that, you know, when you look at me, you see someone who gives as much as you have. I mean, at Tando's party, she was the one making sure there was food, for example, that is being cooked. And she's a brilliant cook, and she's great. And last video, I think. Oh, two more. Okay.
I didn't know. Oh, my king.
Happy birthday, Tando.
I was disrespecting you this whole time.
No.
Happy birthday, Tando. It's a blessing having you in my life, and you are an annoyance, so thanks for everything.
It's only Esther who knows.
That's the nicest Mo's ever been to me. Look at that. Yeah, Mo and I have, our friendship is built on banter.
He's best friends with Mirka now.
I know. They're going to sell meat out of a wheelbarrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you work with him for content at
the Pink Room. And I never thought like we'd actually become like friends until the birthday photo shoot. He's the guy who took all of my birthday photos, by the way. That's when we all really bonded. And then, we saw him the day before at the when he was taking pictures at the MD. And I was just like, you know what? Actually, come on now.
Palab.
Yeah. Because he always calls me and he's like, hi, friend. How are you?
Okay.
And then we'll discuss whatever we have to, whatever else we have to do. So, yeah. And he's a great, how do I say this,
creative? You're not cold.
Okay. He's an amazing creative, I think. And as unserious as he may present to be, he's actually a very serious person.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. I think that makes sense.
He's cool. He wants me to teach him how to DJ. It's, you know, I don't know if I should be offended or impressed when people are shocked that I'm actually a pretty good DJ. And then they're
like, it's not like your passion in life, I would say, compared to acting.
No, you discover passions in your life as you grow.
Yeah, but like you would think because that's what you've done most, that that's your biggest passion. That's why people are more confused, like surprised.
Oh, no. For me, what I'm passionate about, passion is passion. I don't measure passion, you know? Pushy passion. But I hear, I understand what you mean. Okay. I understand what you're saying. Carry on, sorry. But he said he wants to come to the house and I must teach him.
Don't look
and
at
your
me.
Friends want to pull up. And Tando's friends want to hang out. I mean, yeah.
Give free DJ. It's a nice space, you know. It's groove at home. Like, you know, one time I think she actually said that to me. Like, I wanted to go outside, and she was like, and I was like, no, but it's groove. We have groove at home. Oh. Then she went there and practiced, and I was like, hey! I even took videos and stuff.
Now we can even have a drink together.
But we have groove at home, guys. Like I never thought I'd hear that before. I've heard we have food at home, we have McDonald's, and we have all of this at home.
We have groove at home. We have everything at home.
That's a different way of I'm gonna use that excuse when I don't wanna go outside anymore. But come out to groove. I have groove at home. Don't worry.
Yeah, this is gonna be a long, don't you worry episode, about me. By the way, guys. I'm looking at everything we're supposed to doing, mind the gap, and other things, but you know, it's very, there's no structure to this because I think we're just rehashing our lives. For you, how do you think you experienced childhood and things you love the most, like friends, hobbies, and traditions?
That's a very open-ended question.
So that you can choose whatever it is that you think, like when you think about your childhood, what is like your fondest memory?
I don't have like a fondest one, but I just remember, like, I'm surprised my mother wasn't more scared of like what I was doing as a child more than now I think about it now. Cause like my mom would let me just go to, okay, this is nothing bad. Like it was just let me go to Uncle Wayne's, which is a farm. And like Alex and I would be like maybe 5, 6 walking around a farm with snakes, you know, hyenas, you know, big animals, just walk around. And yeah. And then I learned to swim there. Like, remember?
That one, I was not very, like, I was so stressed out when I saw you jump off a fucking roof into a pool.
Yeah, nah.
That one, I was just like,
maybe, I was jumping off of cliffs when I was like 8.
Yeah, a cliff I can get, a roof into a pool.
That cliff was like over like 10 feet down.
Yeah, but that, like, aesthetically, it's like a roof into a pool, like, at least below the cliff, it's only water. Do you know what I mean? Like, just one wrong move. Maybe you open your arms by the pool and then, like,
my aerodynamics is pretty... Like, my...
That's not the point. Like, but I hear you.
And, like, horse riding. And I don't know. I was just everywhere and in the same place at once. Like, I remember, like, I would either be at my Uncle Wayne's house or I'd be at my best friend's house. Like, I was just making memories constantly, and I'm happy about that in my childhood.
Actually, I'm going to start asking questions. It's like how you want to advise people, because we have to make it about the audience, you know what I mean? So I think that's maybe how we should have attacked this from the beginning. But you want to move abroad, but, you know, that we can always discuss another time. Understanding what you're going through compared to your other peers, you know, what has made your life different, if you have felt like your life is different. I feel like with Gweko and them, they've also been exposed to people who are like famous and influential, etc. Do you feel like somehow your life has been different at all because of me or your father?
I mean, like 2 weeks into being into a new school in grade 9, everyone knew who I was randomly.
Oh, as you moved there to grade 9?
Yeah.
I thought you said nobody knew me there.
No one did, and then obviously, no, but then other, no, no one did, and then obviously some South African kids are like, wait, hold on, and then they did the research, then all of a sudden everyone knows.
Yeah? What was that like?
It was fine. It's just like, oh, how's, now everyone's randomly asking me about my mom, and I'm just like, okay, bro, like as like a joke, like it's a running joke throughout high school. Oh my God, your mom this, oh my God, your mom that. Okay, chief, like, are you done? Like,
do you think that ever kind of, and that's okay, there's no wrong answer, né? There's no wrong or right. Like, do you think that ever created like some sort of resentment towards me?
No, it was just like the life I had to live. Like, I had to get used to being asked to take photos in most random and uncomfortable places and be like, okay.
Even at school?
Not, well, no, but all of the workers, God bless them, would like, like, they talk to me so randomly as I'm on my way to class. Or like, if I'm having a bad day or something, they just be like, oh. And then I'd be like, oh, hi. Like, because, like, I don't know why, but like I always have to switch my brain on when I realize that like I'm being spoken to as someone who's like who's known, because I'm, because like one wrong thing, like I say one wrong thing, oh my god, Tando's so mean, Tando is a brat, Tando's so rude, and I don't really care, but it's more of a thing like I'm not trying to hear that about myself. So I like, so it's more of like having to learn to be calm in very uncomfortable situations, mm-hmm. that most people don't have to go through. And also, like, it possibly making other people I'm with uncomfortable. Like, I'll be with my friends or something, and then, like, I'll have to separate myself from them to, like, take a photo or, like, talk to someone, which I don't mind. But at the same time, it's like, yo. Mm-hmm. Like, they're either okay with it and they make fun of me, or they're like, okay, like, let's just keep it moving or something. You know what I mean?
Okay. What are the core values you think? And I don't want to, like, this to be about me, like, you know, because obviously I already had to give birth to you. So that's, I feel like half the episode is about my experience of giving birth. So I feel like, you know, what advice do you have about any sort of core values or that have been instilled in you by your family at large? And by that, I mean, like, your chosen family, your actual family, extended family. It
what
could
I've
be anyone.
From you about, like, like, you can have a chosen family and that's okay. And also treat people how you want to be treated. Like, even if it's in a negative situation, like, you also have to think about how, whether you would have done some, like, the same thing to that person. Like, you have to think about it from all angles. And that's something you've told me, like, treat people how you want to be treated. But at the same time, you have to, like, think about it. Like, say if I were to, like, I don't know, take your socks and... like, you'd be like, but I would never take your socks. Like, why would you think that it's okay for you to take my socks? You know what I mean? Mm. Something random like that, like those type of things. That taught me a lot.
But I think also, sorry, just to add on to that, is like, if someone treats you badly, it says a lot about how they treat themselves and how they, you know, treat their own families and things like that. So I think it's even a thing of like, okay, just because someone made a mistake, it doesn't mean you get to be terrible to them, yeah. in return, you know? You don't know what's happening in their lives, but there's no wrong that justifies another wrong, really. And this is coming from a lady who has moments of road rage, so I'm not perfect, but it's something I try and instill in her. Yeah?
And I guess you've also taught me to be, like, assertive. Like, I don't let anyone really push me around. It's because I'm like, oh, no, but my mother would, like... if my mother wouldn't allow this, why am I allowing this nonsense? Like, what's going on here? Like, technically. So, yeah, and I guess I've adapted. Most people say I've adapted, like, parts of my personality from you. Like, obviously, like, my bubbly, like, when I am. But, like, when I'm, like, very bubbly, I'm like, oh, you're like, yeah, when are you like your mother? Mm-hmm. Remember when
Mr. Malema
said that I'm as crazy or crazier than my mother. I found that very funny.
You were acting crazy though.
I wasn't. No, guys, he exaggerated that whole story.
No, she literally went to Mr. Malema at the Maporisa, not Maporisa at concert, the Scorpion Kings concert. And was like, hey, come say hi to my mom.
No, I greeted. I said, hi, how are you? Da-da-da-da. And then I was like, oh, like, do you want to say hi to my mom? Because I know, like, you know, you guys are friends. And he's like, okay. He stands up. And then, like, I lead him to you.
He was shocked because nobody just asked him to stand up to go say hi to their parents. like I was even like, you took him to come and greet me. Like, you could have easily called me to tell me where he is to greet him. But, you know, shout outs. Mr. Malema, hey. He was really lovely because he was even now scared. Like, yo, this person must be a very important, like, very, very important person to be thinking they can just do this. So that's what confidence can do in your life. In life, you must just be confident and believe what you're saying, because even Mr. Malema will stand up and go greet your parents not having a clue who they are.
No, but then when he saw you, he was like, oh, man.
No, and also this child thinks they can do this because it's your child. And what are your plans for yourself? Like, this is actually a question I'm also asking. Like, because I see we're doing this. Yes, there's a popularity that you've gained through, you know, everything that's happened in your life and other endeavors that you and I have gone on. But what are you hoping for? What are you praying for? What are you asking God and believing in the universe for?
Oof. I don't like to, like, I've recently watched, like, a lot of things, but, like, not to release your plans until like they're like for like until like they're already set in motion and things are happening.
The game is to be sold, not told.
Like, I really, like, I want to, but at the same time, I'm like, mm-mm. Like, what if it doesn't happen? What if something changes?
You don't have to share your plans, girl. Like, just say, I'm hoping for a life that, where I learn 1, 2, 3. I'm hoping for a life where I have, I gain enough wisdom to be self-aware, etc.
I hope for a life of abundance, you know? Mm-hmm. Abundance of things I desire in life. That's what I will say. Mm-hmm. And things that I'm passionate about and that I'm able to indulge in those things. That's what I will. Not indulge, but I'm talking about indulge in terms of like a work perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything has an equal and an opposite reaction, right? That's another thing I've always said to you. So tell me, in this abundance, there'll be an opposite and equal. It means you will be in some way emptied out in the way that is opposite. It means both things have to exist. It means you will have to work yourself to the bone.
Yeah, there's sacrifices. That's exactly what you're saying. There's an equal and opposite reaction to everything. You have to make sacrifices for everything that you want in life. So,
okay,
if that's the life I want to lead, then that's the how hard I have to work for it.
It also means as much as you hate it, you are loved. And as much as you are loved, you are hated. There's no way you can have love and not have hate.
Oh.
There's no way you can have hate and not have love. It has to be, there needs to be balance in life, you know?
Shout out to my ops and my haters. Love you.
They're just fulfilling the wishes of the universe, you know? I don't know about these questions. To me, they sound boring. I don't know what you want to answer here. But where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? And first of all, just like, let's reflect on turning 18 and what it's taken for you to get here.
It's taken a lot, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
A lot like what?
A lot of energy, Chief. Like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost didn't make it, yo.
Hectic. Hectic. If you could do anything differently, what would you do different?
There's not much I would do differently. There's only probably one thing. There's only probably one thing.
Do I know what that thing is?
Probably.
Just me or? I mean like in the room right now? Or?
Oh no, it's just you.
Oh, okay. Room. I know. The thing that led to the thing or the thing itself?
That led to it. The thing itself, it was low-key inevitable. But the thing that led to it, no, it was inevitable. I was truly depressed for a couple of years. I just hit it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it was constantly replaying in my mind. But what I do know is the thing that led to it. Oh my God. I think that's probably the only thing I would change. Everything else, it's life. It happens. Like, I'm not going to dwell on it. Mm-hmm. I have to just keep it pushing. Like, there's so many other things that I have to do with my life.
Mm. And I'm a survivor. So, you know, we've had to survive a lot together. I think unless something else comes up, otherwise we're going to be pushing.
Oh my God, wait, mommy. Yeah, sorry. Mommy, can I get another tattoo?
I want to read something to you.
Cool.
I couldn't find the book about what I want my daughter to know, which is kind of upsetting because I think I left it in your room. But I want to read these things for you. And I'm also reading it for any daughter out there who is feeling... maybe like myself, at Tando's age, you no longer have a mother. And your mother, you know, is there in a spiritual way. Or maybe you're not close to your mom. Those type of things happen, you know. And I have some friends who have difficult relationships with their parents. And that happens. To everybody out there who has a difficult relationship with your mom, this is for you. I'm trying to... Speaking about surviving, so a survivor lets go. This is written by Dorna Markova. A survivor lets go of fear and lives life to the fullest. If you want to see what I'm reading, okay? I just like the picture there. Each precious moment of your life in which you are frozen with fear is a moment when you are not being all you can be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'll read it again. Each precious moment of your life in which you are frozen with fear is a moment when you are not being all you can be. For me, you are love. Do you know what I mean? So the word love like evokes a lot of emotion out of me because when I, even when I wasn't feeling like the most loved person for me, like just you and your heart, like in, I'm trying to sound, make this not sound weird, but like the vibration of your energy coming from within me, you know, it was pure love. I felt it. It was real. That's why when I talk about the two hearts beating, it was like there are two hearts beating in my body right now. Like there's so much love in me. You know what I mean? So that is, it's, so when you're just like, love is the only true freedom, you know, it's like, girl, love is the only true freedom. You are freedom, my girl. It lets us cast off our false exteriors and be our real selves. And then the last one I wanted to read. This is me and Auntie Cindy.
I saw in the video.
Which, oh, there, she was definitely going to be there for your first birthday.
And my, what happened? Why was your Afrikaans teacher there?
Mrs. O'Brien.
Yeah, Auntie Cindy told me she was in there.
Mrs. O'Brien was in the video. I have to watch it now.
With her daughters.
Yeah, because like it was crazy. She had moved to Joburg. So it almost like was crazy that we found each other. Yeah, I was like one of those students who really rocked with the teachers. Like I wasn't like.
No, listen, I'd invite Miss E to all my stuff too. Don't worry, Miss E. Your time's coming.
And this is a picture of you that I'm going to show people of you breastfeeding.
I mean, you can't really see.
I guess. Do you want people to see this?
Oh, mine.
I mean, my nipple is in it.
That's yours. So it's up to you, I guess.
I mean, you can't really see much, but.
That's the only photo that's been looking good the entire time. Oh my God, doesn't
it
look like
that? Remember that big, big photo that we had in the
house?
Yes,
I kept saying that's what it looked like, and then you gave it away.
Because it was falling apart. Anyway, my name means hopes. Tembile means we hope. Hope is the sunrise. So this is say, never let go of hope. So I'm hoping you never let go of me. Hope is the sun rising. It's rain after a drought. It's finding a cure when you thought there was none. Hope is an answered prayer. Hope is seeking out solutions and second chances and always believing that with all your heart and always believing with all your heart that things will get better. Hope is the most important promise you can ever make to yourself. Keep it and you will always have peace. Hope sustains us when nothing else can. It gives us reason to continue and the courage to move ahead. Hope sustains us when nothing else can. It gives us reason to continue and the courage to move ahead when we tell ourselves we'd rather give in. Hope puts smiles on our faces when our hearts cannot manage. Sorry. I don't know what the hell.
Are you okay?
Sorry, my parents named me this and it kind of feels like that.
I'm sorry, Mama. I would.
No, I'm fine. Like, I'm just. I can feel my parents.
I think I should finish reading this one. How about that?
Sorry.
Where were you?
I don't even remember. Just read it.
It was Hope is the Sun Rising, right? By Brenda Hager. That was the one you were reading?
Yeah, the one on that other page.
Hope is a marvelous thing. It bends, it twists, it sometimes hides. But barely does it break. Hope sustains us when no one else can. It gives us a reason to continue and the courage to move ahead. When we tell ourselves we'd rather give in, hope puts a smile on our face. When our hearts cannot manage, hope puts our feet on the path. When our eyes cannot see it, hope moves us to act when our souls are confused by the direction. Hope is a wonderful thing, something to be cherished and nurtured, and that will refresh us in return. It can be found in each of us, and it can bring light into the darkest places. Brenda Hager.
Thank you.
No problem, Mother.
See, you're going to finish everything I started. You are the legacy. You are the future. You are going to be...
Wait, no.
What?
I'm going to cry. Stop it.
No, but I need to say this. You are the greatest gift I've ever been given, ever. And sometimes I don't know if I deserve you. I really don't. But I will always be grateful that if things are the way they are, that you chose me to be your mother. I don't know why you did that to yourself, but Thank you. If that is true, I'm so proud of us. I'm proud of you. I'm grateful for you, that you're an understanding, and you're adaptable. And survival and adapting are BFFs. If you want to survive, you have to learn to adapt. And it's not easy to adapt, to evolve, to change, and still hold on to the core of who you are. Things haven't been perfect for us, but we are perfect for each other, I think. And life will never be perfect. And I just hope that for as long as you might live, you will look in the mirror and be able to say, or at least if I'm not around, like, you're able to hear my voice going, who is the most beautiful girl in the world? Say it.
Me?
Who's the smartest girl in the world?
No, we're not doing this on camera, Mom. I'm going to sob. No. No.
Why?
No. I'm already, like the camera might not be able to see, but there's already tears streaming down my face.
But who's the smartest girl in the world?
Me.
Who's the kindest girl in the world?
Mom.
Who is it?
Mom.
Who is it?
Me.
Yes. Who has the most beautiful heart?
Me.
Yeah. Who's the most beautiful skin?
Mom.
Who?
Me.
Yes. Who is going to make all their dreams come true?
Me.
Yeah. Who is going?
No, Mom.
Okay, well, that's how it goes. But you're my favorite thing on this planet. And I hope that you never, ever allow. The world will try to dim your light. And if you open the gate, they will do it. But I never want you to ever doubt the value you have in this world. You hold so much value. And yes, these are all little things that mean a lot, but all of them mean nothing if you're not right in front of me. You know? And every day, even though now you're 18, I will continue trying to be a better mom. That I will try and also be the mom that my mother would have hopefully tried to be with me. But I want to be the type of mom my mom is proud of, wherever she might be. Because I want her memory. I want my mother's memory to live in you. Because I've lost everything if my mother is forgotten. It's not your name. It's not people remembering your name that's the most important thing in the world. It's the type of habits and the type of things that you built and the type of people you created that continue to live on. You understand what I'm saying? So if in our lineage they continue to be great mothers or hard workers or smart workers or people who are able to do incredible things in the world, that is my mother's memory living on. Whether people remember her name or not, or my name or not, doesn't matter. But if I, wherever I end up, if we all end up somewhere, can look back and say, yo, that is happening because of me. And the whole world doesn't even have to know about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the things that are truly going to matter when the world ends one day. It's not going to be who had the most money, because all of this is going to go into ashes one day. But anyway. Yeah, girl, I love you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tando. Noi tu kuku Emily Grace McGrenna. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hooray.
Here we go.
I love you.
Clap it up, y'all.
I know you like yourself a red velvet, my girl.
Your Chateau Gazo eats this up every time.
Yeah, no shame. Shout out to them.
Thanks for watching this week. Make sure Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. And we'll see you next week, Thursday.
If it's your birthday, happy birthday. We love you guys. If you don't have money to give us, just like and subscribe and comment, etc. I might have to let it drop.